Welcome to our first lesson together, Abiding in the Lord, Following Jesus. Together, you and I are going to begin an amazing journey. In this first lesson, we're going to look at an amazing woman. Her name is Ruth. The book of Ruth is one of those love novels that is contained within the Word of God that gives us an amazing story of someone's powerful commitment to follow the Lord. So you and I are going to look at just the beginnings of Ruth. Now, if you would, let's turn to chapter 1. I'd like to read just a couple of verses and then launch into some understanding about this amazing woman who committed her life to follow the Lord her God. In chapter 1, starting at verse 16, we read that Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." Ruth is made a commitment because, if you recall the story, Ruth had been married, and she had a family around her, and she lost basically everything. She lost her husband, she lost her family, and there was this moment, a crossroads moment, when her mother-in-law, Naomi, came to Ruth and said, "Go back home." It's kind of interesting when you look at this amazing moment, because there was another daughter-in-law that Naomi had. The same word was given, "Go home," and in fact, she went home. But Ruth chose a different path. Now, when you look at what is taking place, there is, listen to this, "She arose with her daughter-in-laws that she might return from the country of Moab." Kind of interesting when you think about it. They had been living in a place away from the promised place that God had given them. Naomi had left her homeland. What's about to happen is everyone's going home back to the place that really God wanted them. I don't know about you, but sometimes that can happen in our lives where we get out of the very place where God wants us. We get away from being home. And there's a call or an event happens. A crisis takes place. Lots of things can happen in a person's life. And all of a sudden we have a crossroads moment where a choice is being made. Will you come home? Will you follow the Lord? And so given this beginning, it says, "For she heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. Therefore, she went out from the place where she was and her two daughter-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah." It's kind of interesting to think about this, the land of Judah. You know, in the Hebrew, the word Judah means praise. They're going back to the land of praise. They had been away from God, and now they heard God's people has bread again. And they're going back to let God meet their needs. The psalmist said, "I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread." When I see this beginning and I see what's taking place here, I am reminded that one of the things we need to learn to do is move away from our self-sufficiency. We need to learn to live in the place that God's called us. There are times when events and circumstances will happen and we'll be given a choice. I see here an unbelievable humility taking place and a realization that I'm not where I should be. And now it's time to go home. I wonder how many of us are being called to return to where we need to be. Now it goes on, and Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me." Naomi is really saying, "You guys have been great. You've been two amazing daughter-in-laws. Go home because I'm about to return back to a very different place." And she goes on and says, "The Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband." Then she kissed him, lifted up their voices and wept. I look at this and you think about this, they're just going home, but really more is happening here. A choice is being made. Will they go back to a false god, or will they go back to the real God? really, this is again a choice that's being made by these two young women. Will they return back to the land of Moab, which meant idolatry, worshiping other gods, or would they go to the place where there would be the one true God, the Lord their God? And so when you think about the power of this moment, this isn't just go home back to your family of origin. This is make a choice. Will you follow God or will you choose not to follow God? Now we see and we know that the fact is that one daughter-in-law made the choice to go back to the land of Moab. The other daughter-in-law made the choice to stay with Naomi. Listen, starting at verse 10. And they said to her, "Surely we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go. For I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope. If I should have a husband tonight and should bear also sons, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourselves from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me." They lifted their voices and wept again. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. That was the amazing moment that took place. Naomi is saying, listen, I don't know if I can take care of you. All of that in verse 10 through 14 is really a statement, I can't handle this. I don't know if I'm going to have enough to survive myself. Go home. Go back to your families. A choice needs to be made by each of us. What will we do? Will we take what is comfortable and easy, or will we follow what might not be as certain or clear, but it is the path of God? And that's exactly what we see Ruth doing. She is going to really trust God and step out. And so listen to verse 15. And she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods." There it was, a clear understanding, even the word, "and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. Ruth, go ahead. Go back home." But it wasn't, remember, just going home to her family of origin, let me emphasize, and back to her gods. She had been living with a Jewish man under really Jewish leadership, if you will, and she knew about the one true Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah. And here's what she says, "Entreat me not to leave you or turn back from following after you. Wherever you go, I will go." In other words, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you back to the one true God. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. I am willing to do this. I'm willing to reject my background, my people, my way of living to follow the Lord God. And your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Let me tell you, in the Hebrew, here's what Ruth is saying. I am sold out. I'm committed 100%. I am going to walk away from everything to follow after God. You and I abiding in the Lord is about making a sold out commitment that we would say to God, "Lord, you have everything. I am giving you 100%. I am willing to even leave my family of origin, my culture, if you will, my society, in order to follow after you." I had a conversation the other day with a 17-year-old female who was sharing with me a little bit of her journey. At one point, I asked her, "What do you really want?" And we've been talking about following after God. She said to me, and she began to tear up, and she said, "Pastor, more than anything else, what I realize, what I need now, is to follow God." And here's what she said, "I want to be a woman that is sold out 100%, devoted, loving God. How can I do that?" And I saw a Ruth moment in her at 17, with tears starting to come down her eyes, where she was declaring herself, and she was willing to leave all of what was around her as a young lady to follow after Jesus. She needed that. I know that you and I can make this amazing commitment to follow after Jesus. And when we do, I want you to know something. Everything changes. It's the only way to live. And perhaps even today, in your group, you would make a decision to give your life 100% to the Lord your God, holding back nothing. I want you to know that the only way that this will really work is when you give it all. So you and I, abiding the Lord, following Jesus together.